Good morning, beautiful mama. This time of year, we are cleaning slate. It is just so new, so fresh. Spring is coming. Pending where you live, you just can't wait to open your windows, hear the birds chirp. It's like new life. I'm in the Midwest, so maybe that's just me, but spring is just that new life. And over the next 3 weeks, I am bringing you a declutter mini series here on the show where we are talking simple ways to create a clutter-free life. But when you think of declutter, do you initially think like spring cleaning and decluttering your home or organizing? Oh, mama, you know that being a part of the Balanced Mom Method community, we start within. So declutter can also mean mindset resets, routines, habit stacking. In today's chat, we are diving into just how clutter can affect your life, of course, from the inside out. So part one of this three-part mini-series is to realize that synergy with physical and mental clutter. Let's dive in. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. I am so excited to kick off this mini-series with some deep talk about how clutter can affect your life physically, mentally, emotionally. But first, an announcement for my mamas who are a small business owner, entrepreneur, or honestly, any working mom, because the value here is absolutely incredible with this speaker lineup. Do you feel that you're working yourself to the bone? Day in and day out, sacrificing time with your family, your personal life, for your business? You work long hours, the stress and burnout, they're becoming a part of your daily routine. What if I told you there's a better way? The Master Your Time to Make Money Summit is a once-in-a-year virtual conference with 20 of the top experts in the industry, myself included, that will be sharing our secrets so you can learn the tools and techniques to master your time and make more money. Oftentimes, we think that hustling is that only way to reach our goals. But inside this virtual summit, you can discover a completely different approach towards building a thriving business. Say goodbye to the pain of working endless hours and hello to having the tools to create financial freedom and, more importantly, a fulfilling life. Join us in this free 5-day virtual summit, March 27th to the 31st, and get ready to change your life with sustainable habits. Save your seat by going to link.masteryourtimetomakemoney.com/Jenna-L, or to keep it simple, just click the link in the show notes to save your seat. All right, so into this nitty of kicking off all things decluttering and creating a clutter-free life. You know here, we are always focusing on starting within. But that doesn't mean that our lives and our mindset aren't impacted by our surroundings, our environment, atmosphere, who we surround ourselves with. It all plays a part in our lives, our stress, if we're joy-filled, if we're drained. And did you know that clutter, messes, just having an untidy space or work area, it's scientifically proven to make our brains feel overwhelmed? Just think with me for a second. Do you ever feel that you're unable to focus on tasks you need to get done when your home isn't picked up? Or that space just is so disorganized, you instantly feel anxiety build up whenever you look at it? You are not alone, and it is so normal, but Girlfriend, like there is a reason I take my fivers to reset, and check out episode 15 to learn all about why I love to call these my fivers and why a 5-minute tidy is just life-changing. But reeling it back in, that first step in crafting the life you want is to get rid of everything that you don't. That first step in crafting the life that you want is to get rid of everything you don't. This quote by Joshua Becker is absolutely powerful. Easier said than done, I understand, but it is powerful. And as women, moms, partners, colleagues, friends, we're used to wearing so many hats and juggling all the things to do it all, right? With pure grace, and obviously you hear the sarcasm in my voice, right? Might I add that? Pure grace all the time. But for real, like you, do you ever feel that you just need to declutter a little bit your life or your mind because those multiple hats are just burning you out, or because those multiple hats keep you from having that synergy within your being to your outside world, your home, your family, the things that are most important to you? So decluttering not only helps you simplify those areas maybe in your house, but it also helps you make more space in your life for the things that really matter. Decluttering and simplifying will truly change your life and improve your quality of it. By staying intentional and creating and keeping, quote unquote, that clutter-free life, you can use that as a tool in creating that physical and mental space to be able to simplify your actual life. So stress and overwhelm, they just aren't your normal day-to-day anymore. It's mind-blowing. And side note here, before we really dive into the meat, I just want to say cheers. Cheers to you. Cheers to striving to find the balance in the season that you're in. Cheers to finding the show and really diving in and taking everything that you're learning and implementing it. You're showing up. You're here now. You're seeking love for the life that you're living in a house that you work so hard for to make a home. Cheers to you for doing this life work. Really take a minute with me for a second. Put a hand on your heart, put one on your belly, and shut your eyes with me. Take in a breath through your nose and hold it for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and let it out your mouth. Just sit there and really just cherish yourself, your life, and give yourself some kudos and some grace, all right? All right, back to how clutter can affect our lives. Do the messes or disorganization in your home bring on feelings of unease ever? And just think of that heaviness in your chest or on your shoulders, how an outwardly cluttered home affects you. You know, you look at that storage unit, or you look at the storage unit, that storage room, or you look at that foyer area, and you just think like, oh, like I can't feel settled, right? Think how a cluttered mind and being affects you without even realizing it. You have all these tabs open in your head. You are just uneasy because of all the things going on, and you just feel like so uptight and stressed and overwhelmed. That's a cluttered mind, is what I'm trying to paint a picture here. Clutter makes it more difficult to relax, both physically and mentally. And if you're constantly looking at that mess but never doing anything about it, if you're constantly staring at that storage room but not making any moves to, you know, reorganize it or fix it or, you know, clean it up as what you know, want it to be, think of that weight that you're just putting on yourself internally every time you look at that storage room. Clutter constantly is that signal to our brain that the work is never done. Clutter can make us anxious because we're never sure what it's going to take to get through to that bottom of the pile, right? And just having a cluttered environment can prevent our body's cortisol levels from naturally declining throughout the day. Clutter is literally a negative manifestation. And it's not just physical. You might think, you know, when you think of that term clutter or declutter, it's like the spring cleaning, right? Like that's that first thought in our head is, oh gosh, you know, it's time for spring cleaning, or I have to declutter the house, or that physical piece, right? In our homes, that those stockpiled closets. But clutter is so much coming from a mental standpoint. It is so much heavier because even that physical clutter, it affects your mental well-being and that mental clutter that you're holding on to and might not even be realizing it. Clutter can have that actual effect of giving yourself anxiety, and chronic clutter can create prolonged stress, higher levels of depression and anxiety, like I just said, enabling procrastination, and giving you a lower capacity to literally think clearly, make decisions, and stay focused. Now, what would you rather have? The depression, anxiety, procrastination, prolonged stress, or thinking clearly, being able to like make decisions without like feeling so bogged down and you're able to stay focused, right? I feel like we could all say we want that latter, right? So this clutter signals our brains that there's constantly more and more and more and more to do. And by golly, I am here. This show is here to empower you that less is more, less is more, less is more. So say it with me, mama. A decluttered home is easier to clean. Less stuff equals less stress. Less stuff equals less debt. A decluttered mind helps me focus on what matters. Less distraction, more presence to spend in the moment, and more energy for my greatest passions. How wonderful does all that sound, right? So coming, you know, it's that synergy piece. And I know I'm kind of interchangeably using physical clutter and mental clutter. So I hope that you're able to follow me along here. But with that simplified home and less debt and more mental space, you're able to focus more on your energy and your being and your, you know, that your intuition, like connection to yourself and your home and your family and everything that matters most to you. You're focusing your energy more on the things that you enjoy instead of worrying about keeping up with the Joneses and keeping up with, you know, whatever other societal pressures or expectations there are, right? This will ultimately, it'll bring more peace and happiness and clarity and calm and balance to your life. Less truly is more. So transitioning a bit here from painting that physical picture of the synergy between physical clutter and manifesting into mental clutter, think with me a little more on this. How much are we consuming daily between social media, games on our tablet, news articles on our laptop, news on the TV, notifications on your phone, emails, texts, those pings constantly, the phone calls, the calendar notifications, social media, I'll say it again, right? It all competes for our attention, opening one too many tabs in our heads and creating just that another form of that mental clutter that has the same effect on our brain as that physical clutter does. Now, I'm not saying like drop everything and purge and go offline and never turn off the TV again. I'm not saying that. But where can you find and make those little shifts to take baby steps to simplifying maybe areas of your home, areas of your mind, your health, your life, to slow down a little bit, right? And if you can't answer that right now, don't worry. We are going to continue to dive right in here. Remember, this is a mini series, right? We're going to tackle that physical clutter of our home, but also the mental clutter that may affect our health and our mindsets, of course, and to be able to declutter your life as a whole. Again, to bring that quality of life to you. So part two, next week's episode, episode 26, we're going to be talking about creating a plan and how to implement some tips and tricks and hacks. And then part three, we're actually starting. I'm going to be giving you guys checklists of how to start to declutter not only your home, but your mind and health too. So let's wrap today's chat with a quick blueprint in how to declutter your life and how the next couple weeks episodes tie in here, all right? So guess what? Like, how cool is this? I have a complete step-by-step free ebook that goes over everything that we're going to be talking about today and over the next couple weeks. But with some space to work through your answers within this blueprint, as well as it gives you cleaning routines and sample schedules and so much more. So go to bit.ly/TBMM declutter and enter your name and email, and it will make its way directly to your inbox. Or as always, check the show notes, copy and paste that link, and go straight there and get it directly to your inbox. All right. So step number one of this blueprint is finding your why. Why do you want to declutter your life? If you want to live more minimally, to enjoy what really matters to you in life, or maybe you want to simplify a bit to reduce that stress and that overwhelm, or maybe you just want to be more organized to help lessen that anxiety, and you just want to slow down a little bit and maybe just live that slower life. Your why behind wanting to declutter is a must to figure it out, because I just gave you four different examples, and one might be doing it in a different way or in a different intention, a different manner. So really honing in on what is your why? What is your reason? the pain point that you might want to take away or that desire that you want to get closer to. Knowing your why will be that catalyst and that motivation to push you through those excuses or the exhaustion or procrastination to get things rolling and keeping up with this new, ongoing, sustainable, decluttered habit, let's say, lifestyle, right? So step two is identify your goals then in actually decluttering your life. So now you figured out your why do you want to do this? Now you decide what your goals are. Do you want to live a more minimalist lifestyle, a slower lifestyle? Simplify the materialistic approach of your home or mindset. Maybe you just want less things cluttering up in spaces within your home, right? Like again, that piece that typically we always go to is the spring cleaning or the foyer cleanup or the storage cleanup, right? But maybe you want to clean up space within your mind. Maybe you want to declutter to have more sustainable and simple organization within your life as a whole. Maybe you just want to create a simpler approach and with systems to not be so overwhelmed all the time. Knowing exactly what you want and why you want it will help you accomplish because you're going to be more aware in overcoming whatever obstacles come your way. Because it's time consuming. It's hard, right? And you sometimes don't know that starting point. And that's where this show comes in, this mini series comes into play because it is so worth it. And step three is make your plan to declutter your life. Having that plan is a key to success here, to lessen that overwhelm of, oh my gosh, like where do I start? What do I do next? Because you're going to know the how and you're going to know the what to take that action. When you know what you're doing, when you're doing it, maybe how long it's going to take, you can kiss that overwhelm, that stress, that anxiety goodbye, that procrastination, right? Of not even starting because like that analysis paralysis, right? Kiss that all goodbye because you're taking out all the guesswork with that plan. And if you don't have a plan, no worries, I got you covered. Remember, my style, my routines, what I use, how I clean, how I declutter, I have templates as your guide within that free Declutter Your Life ebook. Check the show notes, go get yours. More also of this in next week's episode, episode 26, part two of this series, we're diving into tips and hacks here too of decluttering your life. Step four is actually starting. No more excuses, mama. Time is now. You've done step one, two, and three. That's kind of that inner work, right? The why, the goals, that plan within your life, within the season of your life. Now, no more excuses. We're kind of in that implement stage, right? My kind of everything ties into my IASI approach of the Balanced Mom Method formula, right? We're implementing. We're walking it out now. No more excuses. The time is now. Take that first step and think of long-term sustainability here. Do you want to love your home and not just live in a house? Do you want to have less stress, less overwhelm, less anxiety, and just kind of close a couple tabs open in your head? You want to simplify your life so you could truly live more. All right, it's time to start. I love following the 5-second rule by Mel Robbins for anything I know that I might be procrastinating. Because that science behind it actually takes 5 seconds for our brain to talk us out of doing something. And by golly, you know that our brain is trying to talk us out of doing new things because it's trying to keep us safe and comfortable. So getting out of your comfort zone, your brain and your mind, your ego is working kind of quote unquote against you. And it's going to talk you out of doing something, but it takes 5 seconds. So if you just say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go and do the thing, you are actually taking action and it will prevent your mind from working against you. Step five is take baby steps. Again, I'm not saying drop everything and purge. I'm not saying do this all overnight. It will not happen overnight. But where can you make little shifts and take baby steps in simplifying areas of your life, your home, your mind, your health? Focus on little bits at a time here. Make this a part of your lifestyle. Maybe that's a goal, is just to kind of make this intentionality more of your lifestyle and not trying to change your entire way of living to the point of burning you out, okay? We talk about this a lot, mama. Anything with making changes, one day at a time, one step at a time. Give yourself grace in these adjustments, okay? In this new adaptation, right? To your new reality and what you want. Stay intentional with the end goal that you're after and take it one day at a time to make sustainable changes and habits. And step six is make it a lifestyle. This is an ongoing commitment. The beginning will always be the hardest with anything new. Remember that. So continue to show up, use the strategies within this mini series above to make this new decluttering habit a way of life versus starting and stopping over and over and over again. Because what's most important to you? Don't skip over finding your why and setting your goals here. Do that foundational inner work first. That will help with your level of commitment overall and propel you forward through the obstacles when they arise. Part 3 of this mini series, episode 27, will be all things checklists, might I add, of helping getting you started and taking those baby steps and learning how to make it your lifestyle. So that is kind of like the blueprint in a nutshell, steps 1 through 6, kind of where we're starting here and what the next couple weeks are going to be. But now enough explaining, like let's get to doing. Go grab your free ebook that summarizes this 3-part miniseries with a workbook type format for you to go through your home, your mind, your health, your life, step by step as we go through this miniseries. There's fill in the blank templates, cleaning routines, and so much more. So head to the link in the show notes or go to bit.ly/TBMMDeclutter, enter your name, email, and have it sent to your inbox. And don't forget, guys, mamas, my entrepreneur mamas, even my working mamas, go save your seat for the Master Your Time to Make Money free virtual summit happening March 27th to the 31st. Go save your seat, register, grab the link in the show notes, and go register, all right? So I want this episode to be completely intuitive for you. I don't know if I said that the right way, but like, how do you feel about this? That synergy piece of the physical clutter within your home and your mental clutter. Like, did you ever think about it like that? Did you ever think about like seeing spaces, messy, disorganized spaces, you know, that junk, we all have a junk drawer, right? But hopefully it's like in a closed area. So when you open it, you're just like, that's my junk drawer. But imagine having your junk drawer in open spaces throughout your home all over. Did that kind of paint a picture for you to like see that synergy piece here of physical clutter? Clutters your inside, it clutters your being, right? So how do you perceive all that I said, all that this episode was, and how physical clutter creates that mental manifestation of mental clutter, and how electronic clutter can even create mental clutter? It's powerful. It's eye-opening, actually. Like, it's mind-blowing. So if you didn't ever really think about it like that, I would love for you to go start a conversation in our motherhood empowerment community or send me an email anytime. My inbox, my DMs, they're always open. But I really want you to sit with yourself and think, like, kind of lean in a little bit, connect to you. And how did you think? How did you perceive this episode? Are you going to maybe be more intentional in showing up for you in your life, in your connection and your habits? I'm going to end it here because I feel like it's really rowdy outside. Whole family's home right now while I'm recording this episode. So until next week, mamas, I am sending my love and light. And as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. I'm sending my love and light.
Thank you for finding this episode very well worth for farming. Please we mama review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.